Parshas Achrimes Kedoshim. I'll focus more on Parshas Kedoshim. My Rebbe used to say as a child that...
Who's that?
One of my Rebbe's. So don't know whether he wants to be quoted. In this particular point, it's cute. I want to be known for far greater things than this. He says, like, when you have a sandwich, you have the bread on one side, the bread on the other, and the real fleishig, the real good stuff, is in the middle. He says, from the whole Torah, you have Bereishis, Shemois, Bamidbar, Devarim, and Vayikra is the flesh, and the middle of Vayikra is the best flesh. The Parshas Achrimes Kedoshim is mamish in the middle there. It's the most fleshiga part, the most tastiest part of the Torah. So that's why I understand why I don't want him to be quoted. Okay. But beyond that, you have to know who your audience is. It's a very, very interesting thing. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Aleph, Dabe al Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. So he is speaking to all Adas B'nei Yisrael. And you start off your drasha and you told them Kadoshim to you. Kadoshim to you, you should be Kadosh, Ki Kadosh, and Yeshua Kechem, I am Kadosh. Okay? So, in other words, you're starting your drasha with expecting extremely high levels of Kadusha. The Ramban says, Kadosh Atzmi Mutaloch, not talking about something that's Osa, even something that's Mutta, don't become a glutton. And now, if you're dealing here with people who obviously Moshe Rabbeinu is expecting very, very, you know, very greatness from. Couple of psukim later, don't serve Avodah Zorah, don't make Avodah Zorah. I mean, who are you talking about? Are you talking about people who you can expect to be Kadoshim to you? Or are we talking to people who are expecting to serve Avodah Zorah and tell them not to? Who are our audience? So, on that, all the Mepharshim say this, all the Bana Musaf say this, that Parashat Kadoshim is a parasha that has to be learnt and understood. That every single mitzvah in this parasha, and truth in every mitzvah, but particularly many mitzvahs in this parasha, it can be understood on various different levels for each person. For some people, it's kadoshim to you, and you should be kadosh. Other people, it's just getting away from avodah zarah. On every single level, in every single mitzvah, there's the basic mitzvah, and there is a lachatchila, and there's the mahadrin, and the mahadrin shel mahadrin. And every mitzvah is like that. And therefore, the ultimate is kadoshim to you. But even in the mitzvahs of keeping away, there are all different levels of keeping away from that as well. You can even have a kadoshim to you in ish imavavi tiro. You can have a kadoshim to you in atifin el alilim. There's a kadoshim to you in every single kind of mitzvah. There's very various different levels one can have in every single mitzvah. I want to go through a couple of very interesting points that show within the mitzvahs how the mitzvah is not necessarily just what you keep. It's how you keep it and what you keep within the mitzvah that makes all the difference. For example, a very, very interesting mitzvah is on Perek Chof, Posuk, bear with me, Perek Chof, Posuk Yutzes. Perek Chof, Posuk Yudzayim. Ve'ish asher yikach es achosoy bas ovi v'bas imot. Here we're talking about the parasha of Arayis. And we're talking about the issa of a person doing an issa erva of marrying or have relations with somebody not supposed to. And one of the cases is ish asher yikach es achosoy, a person who takes his sister, can't do kedushin, but a person who takes his sister, bas ovi v'bas imoy, whether it's a sister through a father or sister through a mother, v'ra es ervoso, and he does an issa act with her, v'sira es ervosoy, chesed hu, it is chesed. And he will be get chorus from the eyes of Bnei Amom. So I understand everything this pasuk. I understand the issa. I understand the avera. I understand the oinesh. One thing I don't understand is what's that chesedu? Chesedu. Okay. I mean, literally translated, chesedu means it's kindness. A person does znus with his sister. It's a kindness, and he'll get chorus, and he'll be white. What does that mean? So there's machlokes over here, Rashi and Ramban, what exactly chesedhu means. So Rashi learns, chesedhu loshen arami, cherpo, chisudo. This is not even a word of loshen akodesh. Chesed taken from the arami word of chesed from cherpo, it's chisudo. In other words, there are many times in the Torah where we take words of Aramaic, yeah, or different languages like Tota voice and various other things. This is an Aramaic word of chesedhu, means it's a cherpo. It is a disgrace. And in Midrash, yeah, a Bekitza he brings Chesed. That's one Pshat in Rashi. Other Pshat in Rashi brings, in Midrash, in Tema, Kayin Nosa Choysoi, Kayin married his own sister, Chesed Osa Kodesh Baruch Livnois Olam Mimenu Shema Olam Chesed Ibonim. What's Pshat there? Just by the way, there's Chesed Sefer. So again, Medrash says, "I Kain married his own." Now we say Chesed. Chesed Yivone. What has that got to do with it? So that Medrash Chasam Sefer says the idea behind that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created two couples, and each one could have had children, and each one could have married the children of the other one. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu only marry one couple, only create one couple, and that ultimately will have to be in order to procreate and to have children? It's got to, the brother's got to marry the sister. Is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the world to come from one person. Why? Because every person should realize the chashivus of themselves, of bishvilina v'ha'olam, and the chashivus of another person. That if Adam Rishon would have been killed, it would have been killed everybody. Kilu chorev kilu kolai kol ha hoireg nefesh achis misrol kilu hoireg olam mole. He killed the whole world. And therefore, that's a tremendous Kodesh Baruch Hu did duck in that situation, that we should understand how great an individual you are and how great another individual is. And that is a chesed in order to keep the world going. And that's tough with Kain and Hevel. But that was a chesed why Kodesh Baruch Hu did it then. In other words, it's a remez in the pasuk that chesed, the marriage or between a husband and wife, in that case was Kain and Hevel, was an individual chesed Kodesh Baruch Hu did then. That should not be repeated later. So again, the two pshatim. One is chesed, who means it's a cherpa, embarrassment, it's a disgrace. Another chesed, who it is like Kain and Hevel did, that was a chesed then, don't do that again.
Uncle says kalona.
Where is it? What?
Uncle says kalona, kalon.
Yeah, kalon. Kalon, kalon means a disgrace, right? That is the Rashi and with two pshatim. The Ramban brings over here, das mefarshim cherpa, and then he says, Vanochen be'inai, what's correct in my eyes, is chesed shehu k'mashmo'i. In other words, chesed must not be taken out of context. Don't stop bringing in an Aramaic here. Chesed is k'mashmo'i. V'chein das rabbi seinim from Yishalmi. In other words, what's a chesed over here? Listen to where he says it. Hizkir, ki hoy ro'i liyos goymel nafshoi ish chesed. This brother is expected to do chesed. A brother is supposed to chesed. What chesed is he supposed to do? He's supposed to look after his sister. For who oiver she'eroi achzori, and he twisted it, and he became to his own flesh. He became an achzori. He became cruel. Ki hayroi she'yase imo hachesed. It would have been correct for him to do a chesed. She'yase ha'achim, that brothers generally do, lahasio lebal, to find a husband for his sister. For who poigain v'oicher oiso, and he what went against it, and he twisted, and he broke that chesed. So according to what the Ramban is saying over here is that chesed who you should have been oisik in chesed. What does a brother do? A brother finds a shidduch for his sister, and instead he's taking his sister and doing znus with her.
Chesed who?
Chesed who? Is that what's going on over here? This is a chesed. You're supposed to be oisik in chesed. This is pshat of the Ramban. In other words, the chesed expected from the brother, he is not doing. Says the Chedusha Alev, which you all know is one of my favorites, is Henoch Lebowitz. He says, one second. Let's get perspective here. What are we dealing here? We're dealing here not with the ideal situation, in any event. We're dealing here with a brother who did znus with his sister. Now, I'm not talking about a situation where there is any form of rape, there's consent, and it's a brother doing znus with his sister. You don't get worse than that. And he gets koris, not only does he get a koris, le'enei b'nei amun, says the Ramban, everyone will notice how bad it is. He'll get such a terrible koris that people will be shocked by the kind of death he has. What a terrible thing he did. So it's a terrible thing. It's by all means a terrible thing. It doesn't say le'enei b'nei amun in any other koris. It's a terrible thing. And for this person who's doing such a terrible act, he starts throwing at him, and why didn't you do chesed? Him? You can ask Kadoshim Tiyo, why don't you do? You can ask the Tzaddik Olam, why not doing chesed? For a brother who's reached that level of Aroyas with his own sister, you've got to time with him, why don't you do chesed? That's your problem, honestly? Your problem is why he's not doing chesed? Similarly, we find the same posuk, a very similar posuk, in Parshas Ki Tsetse. The pasuk says, "Lo yovah moynim ovi b'kal Hashem, and Amon and Moav may not come marrying to Klal Yisrael. Gam doyer asiri lo yovel lehem bekal Hashem ad oilem. They can never marry in. Why? Al devar ashle kidmo eschem belechem maim. Because they're not very hospitable when bederech b'teischem. Sorry, they're not come out with bread and water. Vashis socha lechus bilim ben ba'oyer mifsoy ram na raim lekaleka. And also they hide a hitman to try and kill you. So there are two things wrong. One of them, they tried to kill you and didn't manage. Another thing, they did offer you cake and tea when you left Mitzrayim. What's a kesher? The terrace is, as a Henoch Levowitz, that a person must understand clearly that there is no wholesale when it comes to Cheshbon Shemaim. There's no wholesale. Yes, this person's a terrible person. And this person's a person who's involved in the most terrible Averis. But that doesn't mean we don't expect him to be a Baal Chesed as well. He'll get a verer for that, he gets an oinish for that, and he still gets an oinish for not doing chesed. Yes, Bilam ben Ba'or tried to kill a terrible thing. You'll get punished for that. But you also get punished for not doing the mila of chesed, of coming out l'shalikidu eschem b'lechem b'mayim. In other words, there's no wholesale over here. Yes, a brother did a terrible thing. Terrible, yes. But also we expect him to be a Baal chesed. It doesn't get swallowed up into the, there's no ikka and toffel when it comes to Averis. Comes to brachas, it's not when it comes to Averis. That's the first what. That's the first what. That's important to understand. Yeah, you with me?
I understand it.
In other words, avadi dealing here with a terrible person who did a terrible avera. Correct. But what else do you have expectations from him? You did something else wrong. You did not look after your sister. You did not find a shidduch for her. You did not. You were not proactive. That's another part of what taina we have against you. What claim we have against you?
Same shot in the Ramban.
That's Peshat in the Ramban. Peshat in the Ramban is that there is an element there of Avera for what he did and an expectation of what he should have done, and he get punished for both. Chesed hu. That's a chesed over here. The Maisa goes that the Gro was once going through Golus, and he went into a Kretschmer, one of these little inns, and in rolls in the henchman, the mafia boss, and he sits there and they start laughing about all the terrible things they did that day, and they did a murder and a plunder, and you know, and he starts drinking one drink after the other. So the Vilna Gaon goes up to him, taps on the shoulder, and says, "I'm shuldig rebid, a brocha, shahakol," and he starts laughing. Shahakol, that's your problem, honestly. Shahakol's your problem. I can't tell you what I did today. So the Vilna Gaon goes, "I don't understand the difference. You'll get punished for the murder and the stealing and everything else, and you get punished for the shahakal as well. At least minimize your punishment for not for drinking. Make a shahakal."
So the expectation basically is that Yid has at that same split moment he's doing the chet, at the same time is that Akash Baruch still expects him to still reach up a higher level, all in the same spot.
Exactly. Just because doing a fair does not mean he should leave that behind. Exactly. And that is again what we said beforehand. Of Kadosh and Tiyu is on all the different levels. It can be Kadosh when he's not doing Avodah Zarah. There's this dual element of what's going on. There's keeping away from bad and doing good at the same time, even however bad a person is at that particular moment. Rav Moshe, and truth, it's a bit of a pella for me. Rav Moshe has a vault. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a vault by the vault is, one second, where do we find this? In Perek Yutes Pasuk Yudalad. Bit of a chiddush. Rav Moshe says, "Peri tes posi dalei sekal cheresh, do not curse somebody who is deaf. Certainly not a person who is not deaf. But if ne iver le sitei michshol, and in front of a blind man, do not place a stumbling. Bots pshat. If ne iver sitei michshol, says Rashi, nifnei hasuma bedovot. Doesn't mean literally a blind man, but a person who is blinded to that matter. Le sitei eitzosh eino hagenus loy. Do not give him a advice that is not fitting for him." Al Toima, for example, he brings a Torah Koinim. Al Toima, don't say to him, "Mechor sodcho, sell your field, v'kach lecho chamoyer, and buy a donkey, v'ata oikev olov, and you go around it, v'noit lehemena, and you take it from him." Now, I looked in the art scroll, how did he translate this Torah Koinim, this Rashi? It means, we're talking about somebody who has a field, and you can't steal a field, right? You can't steal a field. Yeah. So what does he say? So he says to him, and the guy doesn't want to sell his field either. So what does he say to him? What do you need a field for? It's a waste of time. You know, it's difficult to look after, difficult to maintain. Sell your field, buy a donkey. No problem. Now he puts his field up for sale. This guy comes along and he buys his field from him. Now he's got the field. Okay? That's what he says. And he takes the field from him and he buys it from him. That's the way the Art Scroll translates it. And it's mashman like that in the Torah's Kodim. Ramosha says it's not pshat in Rashi. He says the pshat is that one has a field. Read out what his loshon is. Excuse me. He has a field. Whoops, sorry. Shagana v'gavon shiro momen chaveri. A gana v'gavon saw. He had the eyes on somebody else's possessions. And because it can't steal it, because it's hidden, they say, sell what you have, buy a big donkey that you can't hide, in order for easy for him to steal the donkey. Yeah? It's again, not pshat, sell the field to buy a donkey that we can go and buy the field. Pshat is, go along and sell the donkey. We can't steal a field. Sell the donkey in order that we should be able to steal the donkey from you. That's Ramesha's way of understanding this Rashi. Says Ramesha, you see a tremendous chiddush from here. We see from here that there is a punishment certainly for the act that a person does that's not besaid. If a person steals something, a gunner for a gazlan, it's a terrible thing. Of the act that he did, the action that he did was considered obviously an avera. Comes on the Pasuk, and the Pasuk tells me that besides the action that's not right, the way that you act in order to get Avera, you'll also be punished for. It's not just Avera, it is the preparation of how you're putting the pieces in place in order to get to the Avera, that yourself you get punished for. The Sitta Michshol. In other words, not only are you stealing the donkey that you're going to get punished for, but that when he told him to buy the donkey in the first place, you get punished for that as well. And this is a chiddush. You think the guy when he steals a donkey, that's when he's over. No, you're over when you give the advice. In other words, the avera is not necessarily what you do. The avera is also what you're not doing at that time, and also the preparation you do in order to get to the avera. So in every single mitzvah, there are different levels of what you should be doing, what you could be doing, the preparation of how you got to there and why you did it. In every mitzvah it's like that, and that's what Kadosh and T is teaching us. I just finished off with one very short thought from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky says there's a lav of pigle. A pigle is an issa deraisa. If a person has pigle, he gets koris. In other words, he eats something, he has a kavana to eat something, chutzes manoi, in the correct time, he gets koris. Says Yaakov Kamenetsky that Koris is dafka if everything else was done absolutely kosher v'yosha until that stage. If everything was done absolutely right, then there's Koris. But if there's anything else that's possible until then, there's no Koris. It may be a lav, but there's no Koris. Says Yaakov Kamenetsky, we see from here that in every that more we perfect something, the more is expected from us. The more you've done something right, the more pigle can affect you. If you didn't do it right, pigle can't affect you. If he did everything right, then he can get pigle. In other words, again we see that a mitzvah is so multifaceted. It's got so many different levels that the more you do, the more is expected. The less you do, the more is expected. On all different levels, you see how Kadosh and Tiyu teaches us, on one hand, the Kadosh and Tiyu being Yochel Kameini, it should be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel, and even on other mitzvahs, of the mitzvahs of Leisase Alilim, is also expected from you, because in every mitzvah you have these different levels. That's true.